New Delhi has beefed up security in Indian-administered Kashmir in the wake of prevailing situation in the region. Thousands of heavily armed security forces are enforcing curfew across major cities and towns in the valley after police shot dead 17 civilians on Monday in the deadliest day since the Kashmir protests erupted 3 months ago. A police officer was also killed when he was run over by a truck. Thousands of people defied the curfew and took to the streets in protest at the desecration of the Quran in the United States. They chanted anti-India and anti-US slogans and burned effigies of US President Barack Obama. Protesters also set fire to several government buildings and a Protestant-run school, as well as attacked a police station. On Tuesday, in fresh police firing, some protesters were injured after a small number of residents defied curfew orders to protest in the northern district of Baramulla and Srinagar.
All those people who are getting involved in violence or disruption of law and order or breaking the law will have to be dealt with.
Angry protests have erupted almost daily in Muslim-majority Kashmir since a 17-year-old student was killed by a police tear gas shell in the main town of Srinagar on June 11. The death unleashed a wave of public anger, with security forces firing live rounds to control demonstrations by stone-pelting anti-India protesters. Clashes over the past 3 months have left 87 civilians dead, mostly killed by security forces. Experts say the trust deficit between New Delhi and Kashmiri people is the main reason for the trouble in the region.
I think essentially the whole thing starts with the erosion of the autonomy and erosion of the autonomous character which Jammu and Kashmir state enjoyed before 1953. So the complete deficit of confidence and trust in Jammu and Kashmir is the biggest challenge which New Delhi should address.
Monday's protests were held against Indian rule and reports of Quran burning. It was the most deadliest day of violence since mass demonstrations began 3 months ago.
We can only appeal to the good sense of our people. Please, please, do not take law into your own hands on this issue. We sympathize with you. We fully appreciate your sentiments.
A police statement in Srinagar on Tuesday said that most of the Muslim-majority Kashmir rally has been put under curfew to maintain law and order. Neighborhoods and road intersections have been sealed with barbed wire, and police patrolled the streets of Srinagar using loudspeakers to warn residents to stay indoors. Flights to and from Srinagar were suspended due to security concerns and curfew restrictions, airport officials said. Since 1989, an anti-India insurgency has raged in the valley, claiming an estimated 47,000 lives, while some observers put the death toll at close to 100,000. Majority of Kashmiris favor independence for the region, according to polls. The streets of Kashmir are seemingly silent for now, but the analysts believe unless the demands of the state residents are not heeded, any calm will be short-lived. Shahana Bhatt reporting for Press TV in Indian-administered Kashmir.